This is Colourful Radio.
So what can we expect from this album?
Well, I've written most of the tunes, and there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit lighter, actually, from writing so much about myself. Instead, I actually wrote from the standpoint of other people around me, mm-hmm. friends that I know, close people, or people who have gone through different things. And it's stunning that at this point in our lives, people that I've known for a very long time still aren't hitched up.
You're trying to help them out.
Yeah, I'm trying to help them out. they're still playing those games. Mm-hmm. You know, they're still, and many of them are still beginning, which is hard for me to understand.
Yes, and for me as well.
I know. You know, it's and I think that at a certain point, I think people shouldn't have to be alone if you don't want to.
Yes, yes.
And well, I'm really one to talk because I got married late in life, mm-hmm. and did not expect at this time to be married. But
that's your husband, John.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right. But it took an act of God.
So you're hoping that an act of God will work on your friends as well.
I'm really hoping that somehow, you know. So it's a little less. So the styles are a little bit different. There's a little bit infused with jazz, a little bit of everything, as well as there's a classic on there, Billie Holiday classic called Don't Explain. But it's done, and I had a friend of mine to arrange it, and it's mm-hmm. kind of cool.
Oh, lovely.
And as well as a real toe-tapping, jamming song that I wrote called Act of Forgiveness mm-hmm. on the end. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun.
Good. I'm sure it will be. So that's March 2009, Colourful listeners. Just in case you're going to rush out to the stores now. No. Hang in there until March 2009. And, of course, you're currently on a UK tour. Liverpool tomorrow, Birmingham on Thursday. And where else are you performing in the UK?
Bristol and at the London Barbican.
When's that? Is that
Sunday.
The 7th?
Yes,
this Sunday,
at the Barbican.
8:30.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, how exciting. Will you be singing songs from your Christmas time with Aletha, Adam?
Yes, I will, with the Kingdom Choir.
Oh, lovely.
You've certainly heard of them, and
yes.
They're so talented and wonderful people. They're beautiful. They're young and exciting, and we're going to be dancing in the aisles all over the place, so I hope that everybody will be there to share the experience. It's going to be so chock-a-block full.
Sure.
With so many different things, you know. The way I see it, I'll need to come back to do everything that I'm not able to cover in this show. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, I'm sure. Barbican Hall at 8:30 yes. this Sunday. Now, what made you do a Christmas time with Aletha album?
I'm surprised that it's taken me this long to do a Christmas album. I love Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I love this season. And I asked a lot of people, what kind of thing do you expect when you buy a Christmas album? And almost everybody said, please do the traditional songs. You know, I like to hear songs that I'm familiar with.
Yes.
So most of the songs are very familiar, and you just find a very interesting way to kind of decorated
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and as well as there's one or two songs that may not be as familiar, but it's sure fun. It was fun for me, and this was my first solo production where I did the whole thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
from your home as well?
Yes, from my home as well. So,
what was that like, rolling out of bed and into the studio?
Well, it was great. I have to tell you, you know, that's what we call them, bathrobe productions. You know, that's pretty much it. It was, you know, at first I wondered what I had gotten myself into. And then I listen back now, and I can't believe I really did it, mm-hmm. you know, and playing most of the instruments. My husband did the Winter Wonderland production. Mm-hmm. It was one of those where I phone upstairs and say, while he's cooking, and I said, when you get a chance, can you put together a track that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, just mm-hmm. kind of fun, you know, Winter Wonderland and G, and make it sound a little quirky, okay? As soon as I bring down your food. And he'll cook, bring the food down. The next thing you know, he's in there and he comes up with this track. You know? And now he's so difficult to control because he thinks he's the producer of all producers, especially when in the UK everyone wants to hear that song.
Oh, fabulous. And is he more creative actually when he's cooking?
My husband is always creative.
Oh, lovely.
He is more religious about practicing every single day mm-hmm. than I am.
This is Colourful Radio.